Pomoya Watamanui, France and Tene, and this is your Wātea English News. A forum to discuss the Treaty of Waitangi and visions for 2040 turned angry, with the government's coalition partners refusing to take a backward step to the challenges presented by speakers from Ngāpuhi and protest veterans. Former MP Hone Haruira set the tone with his warning to ACT leader David Seymour that he and his Shiriaz Treaty Principles Bill would be going down the toilet. New Zealand First Winston Peters responded in combative style, berating his critics on their ignorance of history and their lack of manners. Lawyer Annette Sykes talked of her pride at being able to speak at Waitangi after 40 years of activism and asked Prime Minister Christopher Luxon why he was not showing the mindful kindness Queen Victoria brought to the treaty. She compared Mr. Seymour's bill with tinkering with the Ten Commandments or the Magna Carta. Mr. Seymour responded with his vision for 2040 as being mana motuhake and tino rangatiratanga for all New Zealanders, and then proceeded to lay out ACT's total policy agenda despite efforts by Toitū Te Tiriti protesters to sing over him. After warnings from Waitangi National Trust Chief Executive Ben Dalton that the event was over if people continued to shout over the speakers, and a stern lecture from Mere Mangu about people showing respect for Ngāpuhi's manuhiri, the Prime Minister responded to the wero by repeating one of his campaign stump speeches. Mr. Dalton wrapped up the forum with the observation people were still not talking the same language as yet, but they'll be back next year and hopefully there will be things to measure. And Local Government New Zealand is calling on the government to leave decisions on Māori wards and constituencies to local councils. President Sam Broughton says the coalition government's proposal to re-establish referenda on Māori wards and constituencies will take local government backwards and is at odds with their own values of fairness and localism. Local government now has the highest ever representation of Māori elected members. And lastly, a Māori health leader says the government's plan to scrap the Māori Health Authority is an attack on the Waitangi Tribunal. The government has signalled it will table a bill next month to disestablish Te Aka Whai Ora, which was set up in response to a Waitangi Tribunal recommendation. Lady Tureti Moxon, the Managing Director of Te Kōhao Health, says the coalition is trying to strong-arm its interpretation of the treaty.
What this government is saying is there is only one sovereign government, and that is us, and we are the ones who can make any decision that we so desire, so wish to do. And that's been my biggest nowhere, because, of course, under Te Tiriti o Waitangi, it is a covenant between two peoples, the Crown and Māori.
Lady Tureti Moxon says the tribunal has nearly 50 years of jurisprudence in treaty matters and should be respected as such. And that's your Wātea English News.